Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, clouds on the increase, slight chance for a stray shower. Temperatures in terms of the high, mid to maybe the upper 70s. Kenosha right now, 69 degrees, 70 in Burlington, in Milwaukee, 68, and 63 in Racine. A truck versus a utility pole prior to 4 o'clock this morning in the town of Burlington resulted in the driver going to a hospital with some minor injuries, but a whole lot of work for We Energy's repair crews. A Racine County Sheriff's deputy just happened to be in the vicinity and reported back to the 911 dispatch center that the truck had indeed crashed in the 30,300 block of Cedar Drive and snapped the utility pole. It led to live electrical wires laying on the vehicle and sparking. The operator had called 911, and the communications center told him to stay inside that vehicle. A news release says the crash also began a fire with an overhanging tree, and a transformer exploded, cutting off power to that immediate area. The only occupant of that truck was the 60-year-old town of Burlington man, who did go to Lakeland Hospital in Elkhorn. Now, alcohol does not appear to have been a factor in the crash, though the operator, according to the release, was cited for inattentive driving. Late Monday morning in Racine, of course, an SUV went through the decorative fencing of the historic Mound Cemetery, overturning inside that complex. The driver there suffering minor injuries. No other details about the accident. A double fatality started off the holiday weekend in Racine County. Highway C and 59th Drive, a couple in their 60s killed, that in the town of Yorkville. A young woman pronounced dead first with a car that struck the closed South Shore Fire Station in Lake Park. Police in Mount Pleasant said it was a high rate of speed. The male driver of that car airlifted to a hospital. He died yesterday of his injuries. A young woman's body spotted at the Pike Creek area in Kenosha yesterday morning, north of Pinoyer Park. She was said to have been about 25 to 30 years old, a backpack reportedly found nearby. And Carthage College student Cornelius, make that Cortland Cornelius, he was a member of the track team, the 400-meter relay squad that set a school record back on May the 4th. He drowned in Whitewater Lake in Walworth County. He was mentioned during the graduation ceremony over the weekend. A lot of folks remembering those who gave their lives for their country yesterday. The annual Memorial Day parade and ceremony, one of many in Racine, the War Memorial at Graceland Cemetery was the location. Featured speaker, Linda Sargent McLennan, Sister Sarge as she's known. She's with the Racine Dominicans, a veteran of Vietnam. She said, "Veterans and the Gold Star families every day. For them, this is Memorial Day.
I personally do not think about Vietnam or of someone who died there, or someone who died afterwards because of that war. Memorial Day gives us a chance to share it with families and communities, and we have the freedom to gather today because of the commitment that was made by the men and women."
Sister Sarge said that veterans who survived are keenly aware of their survivor mission. County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said it's difficult really to adequately express gratitude, but he says we can do that by just saying thank you and remembering the freedoms we have. Mayor Corey Mason saying it's important to remember those who gave their lives for this country.
"And as time goes on and more of Memorial Day gets confused for a furniture sale or a picnic or some other consumer-related event, I think it's so important today that we gather here after the parade and honor those men and women who have given their lives to our country so that we can enjoy the security of the blessings of our liberty."
West Lawn Cemetery in Mount Pleasant, Veterans Park in Burlington, among the other locations for Memorial Day ceremonies across Racine County. At Green Ridge Cemetery in Kenosha, State Senator Bob Wirch, who was in the Army Reserves, noted Wisconsin has been recognizing Memorial Day since back in 1879.
"I am proud that we in southeastern Wisconsin continue to have events to remember our fallen soldiers and that our men and women who continue to answer the call of duty to fight for the freedom that we enjoy today are not forgotten. Let us all say thank you and a prayer of gratitude for those that have protected our freedom and given the ultimate sacrifice."
State Representative Todd Onstad urging the crowd remember veterans every day. He also spoke about this country needing to do a better job of taking care of veterans coming back with problems. At Sunset Ridge Memorial Park in Summers, the Kenosha Military Academy senior instructor, Colonel Randy Moffitt, talked about the importance of the oath that soldiers take, the one they have taken for so many decades.
"That ancient oath from 1789 sounds very familiar. It rings true to the modern ear of military personnel. Its continuity, little has changed in our old oath since it was first written. We are beholden to the Constitution, the one single thing that binds us together as a people.
Meanwhile, among the other Memorial Day ceremonies in the Kenosha area, those of Navy Club Ship 40 at the lakefront and the local Vietnam veterans, they held theirs near Library Park. And the Caledonia Police and Fire Commission has a closed-door meeting coming up tomorrow evening at 5:30. The group to review and finalize qualifications for the job of police chief, which was vacated earlier this month by Dan Warren's retirement. The village website shows Captain Brian Wall in charge of the department for the time being. A village official told WRJN News that Chief Warren was eligible for retirement under the state pension system, having more than 30 years of total law enforcement service. The Police and Fire Commission's agenda says an open session will follow to, quote, take action possibly on the items discussed in closed session. Chief Warren took over from Toby Shy in late 2015 after having joined the Caledonia Force in December of 1987. With spring graduation now in the rearview mirror for UW Parkside, the school and its leadership starting to focus in on the marketing of a major milestone that's going to be coming up in the near future.
Starting with the 2018-19 academic year, the University of Wisconsin-Parkside will be 50 years old, and so we will be celebrating all of next year.
Chancellor Debbie Ford talking to our partners at Gateway Public Radio about the new website they're going to have. It'll focus in on anniversary events and themes. It'll allow students, alumni, staff, members of the general public to chime in on what Parkside has meant to them. The anniversary also with a theme, Bold Beginnings, Future Focus.
We're celebrating the rich history and legacy of UW-Parkside, but also positioning the university for the future.
Dr. Ford adding that the year-long celebration will include a gala to be held October the 12th. Ride a bike to work for a chance to win prizes. Kenosha's got a thing going, Bike to Work Weeks, 2 weeks, just around the corner. It starts up next week. Details from WRJN's Janet Hoff.
This year's Bike to Work Weeks run from June 2nd through the 16th. Kenosha County residents are being urged to leave their gas guzzler at home and two-wheel it. County Executive Jim Cruiser says it's a way to promote healthy transportation alternatives, raise awareness about bicycle safety, and to encourage people to explore Kenosha County on their bicycles. Residents can submit an entry online for each day they bike to work for a chance to win prizes donated by area businesses at kenoshacounty.org/bikecontest. Bike to Work Weeks is supported by both the City and County of Kenosha, the Kenosha Bicycle Ambassadors, and the Kenosha County Multi-Use Trail Committee. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
Racine's Public Works and Services Committee is meeting at 5:30 this evening. It'll be in council chambers at City Hall. It's another round of public hearings on proposed 2019 street improvements. Then it's on to the regular business meeting of Public Works and Services. Among the agenda items, a communication from Mayor Corey Mason that submits a proposed revision to the Racine First Ordinance that would be renamed Racine Works. A communication from the mayor that's seeking a resolution to have the city participate in the Green Tier Legacy Community Program. Now, this is a partnership that includes, among others, the DNR, League of Wisconsin Municipalities, the Counties Association, and Wisconsin Energy Corporation, to name a few. The goal to promote environmental stewardship through water resource management and or sustainability practices. And scheduled to revisit the earlier proposal from Mayor Mason to consolidate the Traffic Commission and the Transit and Parking Commission. Well, Wisconsin's popular senior care program, which is funded with a combination of state and federal dollars, is up for renewal this year. Advocates, including those from across Southeast Wisconsin, have been pushing to make it secured through the year 2028.
It supplements Part D. For some people, it gives a better benefit. For some people, it's less costly.
Helen Marks-Dix, the Issues Advocacy Director for AARP Wisconsin, says the state kept senior care because of success and popularity with older residents. At one point, though, most states had their own similar programs, which ended with Medicare Part D.
When that happened, many of the states stopped their state-specific drug programs because they thought people should go to Part D.
Some 92,000 lower-income Wisconsinites ages 65 and older are enrolled in the senior care program. WRJN.com, that's our webpage. Our newscasts are in there in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.